All right, friends, welcome to our first ever Patreon episode. This is our first episode we've ever done of Patreon, period.
Yes.
But it's also our first episode with our mom.
Woo-hoo.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
So, okay, we get asked a lot to have our mom on our podcast, so we thought, what better way to do that than behind a paywall, in my opinion?
What better way to kick it off than to only give it access to people who were willing to pay money to see it?
I taught them well.
I know. So we wanted to have you kind of talk about, we've like loosely kind of described how we were as kids.
Yeah.
So we wanted you to describe us as kids, and then we can giggle and tell stories about it. Okay, so obviously I'm the oldest. So yeah. What was I like as a baby?
As a baby, you were perfect. Perfect angel, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Never cried, only if you were hungry or if you needed to be changed. And you were the one that walked around saying hi, hi, hi to strangers, which was very nerve-wracking for a mom. I'm like, get over here, you're one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and now I hate talking to people, so I don't know how that happened. But
the irony.
Yeah.
Right? And you would not go to sleep unless I was home.
Mm-hmm.
So if I worked late and your dad was putting you to bed, it would drive him crazy.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I'd call and say, hey, how's everything going? And he'd go, she won't go to sleep. And I said, well, all you have to do is turn your back on her.
Yeah.
Because here's Dayson. Jab, 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 jab,
like she doesn't speak English yet.
Yeah.
She's just babbling.
A baby.
Yeah.
And he goes, what? And I go, turn your back on her and she'll instantly fall asleep. And it worked. And he was like, oh my God, this is like,
and she'd
genius.
Be like, oh, it's like putting a blanket over a birdcage. It's nighttime now. Time to go to bed. Nighttime.
So you turn your back and she'd go.
Yeah, she'd like, fall asleep. Yeah.
Instantly.
He said he felt mean.
He did.
That's why.
But I'm like, hey, you got to get some sleep. Otherwise, yeah. She will not. Like, you would literally be awake. And I always wondered why you were awake when I came home at like midnight. And I'm like, she's a baby. Why isn't she asleep? She wouldn't go to sleep. And then finally, he couldn't take it anymore because he was really tired. And that was the trick. So, and for Drew always looked like this. All the
yeah.
time.
I was in a bad mood.
All of the
time. I had a lot on my mind as a kid.
If you see these baby pictures I have millions of pictures. Because I grew up with no pictures, so I overcompensated when I had kids. Mm-hmm. And I had lots of pictures of you guys. And mm-hmm. nearly every photo we have of Drew was always a scowl. All the time.
And what about it is what I'm saying.
Like when she was little, our uncles used to call her Drewzilla. Like,
yeah.
Cause not only to make her mad, but also because she was always so mad.
Yeah.
Or
well, what was that one?
Mighty Drew Young.
Yeah. It was Mighty Joe Young.
Yeah.
And we used to call her Mighty Drew Young. And she'd get so pissed.
Don't call me that.
Yep.
Or it'd say, I'm sorry.
They sure did.
I'd be like, I'm sorry. And she'd say, it's not sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was, it's not sorry. Oh, man. Every time. So Drew always had a scowl on her face, would only let two people hold her. That was actually three people. So it was me, your dad, and my friend Teresa. I don't know why.
Don't know why her either.
Yeah. So, and then she was the bully. So of Dayson.
Of, well, okay, hold on.
Well, that, yeah, kind of.
Let's elaborate a little bit.
Dayson,
listen, I have a very specific way of doing things that includes playing. If she wants to play with me, we have to play the way I want to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She knew the rules. So if she starts playing a way that I didn't want to play, I didn't want to play with her anymore. And Dayson was like, she would be like, no, 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 I'll do it the way you want to do it. Bully or Virgo, I don't know.
The jury's still out.
Yeah.
So she would do that, but she was also the bully of the bullies.
Yeah.
So when you were in preschool, she had your back all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She made sure that for whatever reason, you were always the
getting bullied.
The maid or the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the grandpa.
The girls were so mean to Dace. Yeah. Like when we were kids, like they were so mean to Dace. But that's just because she was super okay with anything. Like,
yeah.
She was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. As long as you include me, I don't care.
I also didn't want to be there, so I didn't care.
That too. Yeah. She hated going to school. Dayson hated going to school. So I couldn't wait to go to school.
Mm-hmm. We went to a preschool that was at the college that my mom went to.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, my mom, I would, like, wait by the gate every day hoping I'd see her walking to class.
I really increased my 40 time moving from class to class because some of my classes were by the preschool. and there was a chain link fence, and if I didn't want to be late, I had to go the right way. But if I had time, I had to go all the way around. Because if Dayson saw me, she'd be like playing in the yard, haha. And then she would see me and she'd be like, mommy. And like I was, she was in prison and she would be like on the fence crying. And I'm like, and then I had mom guilt and it was a whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you would go and get her in the beginning.
If you want to hear the rest of this episode, plus access a whole lot of fun perks like exclusive content, submissions, polls, chat community, and more, join the Idiot Friends membership at patreon.com/2idiotgirls.